Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
A national tragedy. Utter barbarism. Just some of the political reaction today in Pakistan after a Taliban assault on an army-run school in Peshawar. At least 126 people, most of them children, were killed in the attack, described by a Pakistan Taliban spokesman as a revenge attack. 3 days of mourning will now follow one of the bloodiest terrorist incidents in Pakistan's violent history. Earlier I spoke to journalist Saeed Shah, who is in Pakistan for the Wall Street Journal. He recounted some of today's events.
In local time, it all started around 11 a.m. A gunman burst into this school, into the school halls, into the classrooms, and basically started shooting indiscriminately. They were also going up to students and more or less executing them in the head. They were setting people on fire, both students and teachers. Pakistani Taliban has claimed this. And they targeted this particular school because it is administered by the army. And this is, as they see it, revenge for the army's current operation going on in the country's tribal areas.
At this stage, how many people are believed to have been killed?
Well, at least 124 are dead, of which around 100 will be children. And the death toll is climbing all the time. Just about an hour ago, 15 more bodies were brought into one of the hospitals. So I think we're going to see this go above 150.
How many gunmen are believed to have entered the school and how heavily armed were they?
Well, at least five have now been killed by the army's operation, which is in response. You know, the army swooped in, has surrounded the school and then sent their special forces unit in where they're clearing the school sort of building by building. They've managed to kill five of the attackers. We don't know in total how many there were.
Does it appear that the gunmen were at the school for some time before the alarm was raised?
I imagine they started their assault and burst straight in. I mean, obviously they'll have done reconnaissance and so on in the days and weeks leading up to the operation. These things tend to be very well planned by the Pakistani Taliban, who have a sort of military-like capability to do these things.
It is an army school. Did it have any level of security?
Very little. They face very little resistance. I mean, it is an army-administered school, but it's basically run by civilians. It does have the children of army personnel, but it also has the children of civilians too. So it would have been very poorly protected.
What ages were the children?
The children range from primary school up to 18. So it was a very large school on a big campus, about 1,500 children in total, most of whom managed to get out. But, you know, from toddlers on to 18-year-olds. It is a mixed school, and there were girls among the dead and injured.
What is the reaction like to what is an unspeakable tragedy?
Well, it has. I mean, there had been something of a political crisis going on in this country with the government versus one of the opposition parties. But it has, at least for the moment, brought at least the politicians together. And nationally, there's a sort of total outrage and grievance. You know, people really can't believe that that children were targeted in this. I mean, the Pakistani Taliban has gone after things like mosques and funerals and so on. For an all-out assault on a school like this, even by the standards of the Pakistani Taliban, is pretty unusual.
It's always difficult to talk about a defining moment, but could we see a galvanising here of the military and the political?
I think it will. It will firm up the resolve among both politicians and the military to press ahead with the operation and perhaps extend it. Earlier this year, they started an offensive in North Waziristan in the tribal areas, which was a stronghold for the Pakistani Taliban. Of course, many of the militants fled into other parts of Pakistan and into eastern Afghanistan. So the task, apart from the main operation, is to go after these people who are at loose within the country. So I think, certainly from what both the army chief, the prime minister, and so on were saying today, that this would make them more determined to clean up this terrorist menace.
Talk us through some of the scenes that have been going on outside the school and in Peshawar today as parents try to identify their children, parents wondering, is their child among the dead or has their child escaped?
Well, as you can imagine, there were utterly distraught, hysterical parents at the hospital, decrying and the terrorists, you know, wailing. And I mean, it was a terrible scene. You know, a lot of people did, young people did come to the hospitals to donate blood. But, you know, they were taken to two hospitals, both totally overwhelmed by the scale of the casualties.
Saeed, the Taliban, have they said anything?
Oh, well, they've said that, you know, we did this and that this was revenge for the North Waziristan operation. They claim incongruously that they were not targeting Muslims or innocents, but going after senior officers. But all there really was in this school were Muslim school children and their teachers, and those are the people who have been killed.
Does it seem as well that this was a shoot-to-kill operation, that they were not interested in taking hostages?
It was primarily a shoot-to-kill. The attackers will not have planned to get away from this. It was a suicide mission from that point of view, and they wanted to kill as many people as possible. They were going around executing people at point-blank range. So the hostages really were in order to slow down the army's response. Plus, they planted a number of bombs to also block the response. But yeah, and it was simply to try and get as much bloodshed as possible, as far as we can tell.
Will this prompt a renewal of security now, particularly around schools? I don't know, are there many schools in Pakistan connected to military operations, connected to military barracks?
There'll be hundreds of army-run schools. You know, already in the past, schools have beefed up their security, including private schools, government schools. Obviously, the army-run schools are the most obvious target, so I'm sure they will beef up their security. But I mean, there's a limit to how much they can do. I mean, there's so many sites to protect, and each time they protect one class of site, you know, the Taliban goes for something else.
In the aftermath, there will be many questions raised about why security wasn't beefed up, but had there been, or is it known if there was any intelligence in advance of this type of attack or this particular attack on this particular school?
I'm not aware of any specific intelligence on this attack. It may come out in the hours and days ahead. But clearly, as a result of the operation in North Waziristan that was launched in June, Pakistan has been on alert for revenge attacks. There was one about a month ago at the Pakistan-India border crossing, a suicide attack. A guy blew himself up. This was an altogether more sophisticated, calibrated attack, you know, involving gunmen. And these are exactly the sort of things that were feared as reprisals for that operation.
Saeed Shah there from The Wall Street Journal speaking to us from Pakistan.